V'zehu b'chinas hilula de Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai sh'oisim b'yomis talkusei daika. Now you can understand the great simcha and celebration that they make not on Yom HaTzimut, but on the day of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's house passing. Ki daika al yedei his talkusei, because it's with his passing away hu misakein hu machzer b'tshuva nefoshois rabbois yoser. Because with his passing away, when the tzaddik gets elevated, he's able to fix and bring and return to tshuva much more nefoshos. Shaydezer nisraba hasimcha b'yoser. And this is what generates the greatest simcha by Hashem, when those who are far are brought close. Bechinas hasimcha shel osid. This is comparable to the simcha of the future, be'ez hatchia, when all the dead will be brought back to life. As the pasuk says, the simchas oilam al roshon, they'll be the greatest joy imaginable over their heads. Shehu b'chinas kabbalas haTorah, where the Gemara says that pasuk is referring to when the Jews received the Torah on Har Sinai. Ki tchias hameisim, because we explained earlier that shavuos is a concept of waking up from the sleep. Remember, sfira soimer was sleep. Shavuos is waking up from the sleep. That's why we stay awake all night shavuos. So now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki tchias hameisim hu ikar b'chinas isoirus hashena. Tchias hameisim represents the greatest waking up from sleep of all time. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, V'rabim yishenei ad masofer yokitzu. Many of those that are sleeping in the ground will wake up. V'alkein oz yitoka b'shoifer godol. And that's why the Torah says that they're going to blow this great shoifer at that time. That's the alarm clock. That's the wake-up call. Shehi b'chinas isoirus hashena kanal. V'ideze yihye oilin oz kol hanidochin v'hoivdim. And that's why it says that when Mashiach comes, all those that are far, far away and forlorn are going to be brought back, are going to be found. K'mashikosav, as the pasuk says, v'hoyo b'yoyim ha'hu yitoka b'shoifer godol. That day is going to come when they're going to blow the great shofar. Uva'u ha'oivdim be'eretz Ashur. And those Jewish neshamas that have been lost in the land of Ashur, the hanidochim be'eretz Mitzrayim, and those that are far, far forlorn in the land of Mitzrayim, v'shtachavu l'Hashem bahar ha'kodesh b'Yerushalayim. They will all come back and bow to Hashem on His holy mountain in Yerushalayim. Ki kulam yihi elohem aliyah v'tikun. Each and every one of those forlorn neshamos is going to have an aliyah and a tikkun. Kol echot kefi horoi eloi. Each and every one, based on what he deserves, al yidei habiro she'osak hatzadik levaram kol yamei chayov, based on the type of tikkun that the tzadik did for them during his lifetime, ubeyoser bekiflei kiflayim b'chol eis misosoi, and much, much more, a billion times more, based on what the tzaddik did at the time of his passing, during death, shehu bechinas shena, which is this sleep, v'oz tigdal hasimcha ma'oid ma'oid, and then the simcha is going to be unbelievable. Kimavur bekama psukim, as is found in many psukim in the Torah, b'divrei Razal, and throughout the Gemara, me'oitzim hasimcha shelosid lacharat chiyah. Kimoshon Razal, as the Gemara says, at the end of ma'oid katan, I think, or chagiga. Hashem is going to make a very big circle for the tzaddikim in the future, and they're going to be dancing together. As it says, they're going to point to Hashem and say, look, he's right there, he's right in the middle of the circle. Nogila v'nismacha b'yishuosle, let us rejoice and be happy with Yeshua. This is the great joy of Shavuos, Shu Gam Kein Bechinas Yisoris Hashem, which is also waking up from sleep. Bechinas Tchias Amesim, Bechinas Koil HaShofar Shalosid. On Shavuos also, when Hashem gave the Torah house on Har Sinai, there was that Shofar. V'al Kein Be'emes Hoya Bechinas Tchias Amesim B'Shas Matan Torah. And this is why we find that at the time of Matan Torah, there was an actual Tchias Amesim that happened. There was Tchias Amesim at Matan Torah. Because it says their neshamas left them when Hashem started talking. Their souls left them and they had to be brought back to life. Kama Yishidor Shazal, as the Gemara says, Al Posuk Geshem Nidovois Tonef Alikim, that Hashem sprinkled rain on the people at that time. Sheyotza Nishmos Maz B'Shas Matan Torah, whereby the souls of the Jews left them during Matan Torah, the Chozar Vehechyoisam, and Hashem brought them back to life.
This this spectacular simcha of Tchiyas HaMesim is what gets activated on the day of the passing away of a tzaddik. Ki ha-tzaddik cholech l'chimonai l'chaim cholech l'sherem.
Because when the tzaddik passes away, he goes to olam haba, to life and to peace. Because the Gemara says that the tzaddik in death is called alive. Ashrei lohem, how lucky they are to have that. The zeil b'chinas oitzam asimcha shel hilul rabba de Reb Shimon Yochai shoyisim b'lag boimer. Now you can understand the great joy and celebrations that people make on Lag BaOmer, the dancing and the singing, those that have been privileged to be in Miron. Shebiyoyim hazeh maschil lehismatek hadin hanechaz bimei asfira. That's the day on which the midas hadin that's taking place during the Sfira's days starts becoming lightened and sweetened. There are many people who shave, those people who take haircuts and start listening to music on Lag BaOmer, because according to many opinions, that's when the din breaks. That's when the students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying, according to certain opinions. Shehi b'chinas hashena, the days of Sfira, which represent that period of sleep, which is a time of din. U'maschil hitznoitzeis he'orah shel shvuos. That's when the light of Shavuos starts shining from the 33rd day of Yomer. Shehu bechinas hisayrus hashena. Now the question is, you would ask, how could that? What are you telling me? Isn't it still in the middle? The answer is, if you know your Kabbalistic terms, there are seven spheres. We're counting 7 weeks: Chesed, Gevura, Teferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yisoid, and Malchus. The truth is that there are really only five. Only five of them are considered to be, I don't know the word to use, five of them are individual in a sense. Yesoid, the sixth level, is called in Sifrei Kabbalah, Klolius. It's like a summary of the upper five. And the seventh level, Malchus, is called Klolius the Klolius, the summary of the summary. We're going to see this explained in other places in the Kotei Halachos. So that Malchus is called Klolius the Klolius. It's like the Lahavdil. There are times that a person takes a course, and the course takes 12 weeks. For the first 9 weeks they learn, then they have a review, and then they have the review of the review, and they're finished. Lahavdil, in Kabbalah, it's broad. That Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, Netzach, and Hoid are each super individual spheres. Yesoid is a summary of all five, and Malchus is the summary of the summary. That's the way it's explained. Okay, we're not going into the full detail. So that in reality, on Lag BaOmer, which is called Hoid Shebahoid, it's sort of the end. What's coming afterwards is review. It's summary and summary of summary in a sense. That's why it's possible to say that already from Lag BaOmer is when the Shavuos action is starting to happen. Which is the waking up from sleep. And then the joy is very great. The joy of the future. Here again, Rav Nosson Zal says that, listen carefully, because there is no joy by Hashem like the joy that Hashem gets when those that are far from Him are brought back to Him. When we're zeichet to bring back to tshuva those who were very far from Hashem. Because Hashem wants kindness. The pasuk says Hashem is looking for the Rasha, and Hashem wants the Rasha to be made right, to be corrected. So long as a Jew is far from Hashem as a result of his sins, Hashem feels very tight. Hashem is in a super constriction. As the pasuk says, "Bechol tzarosom loitzor." That when a Jew is in a bad place, kaviyochol Hashem is in a bad place.
And we know what's a bad place. What's the real bad place? It's when the neshama is in a bad place. When a Jew's neshama is far from Hashem, as we've explained in other places. Because Hashem is constantly thinking and trying to work out ways that no Jew should be lost. No Jew should have to be written off. Even the Zionists, and even in the Turei Karta. The Alkein al Yidei Shehat Tzadik Male Umesakein Kama Neshamos Yisrael. And therefore, when a Tzadik accomplishes this, and he's able to take a number of Neshamos of the Jews that were far and elevate them, Umachzirom Eilav Yisbarach, and bring them back to Hashem, al Yidei Zeh Nigdeles Hasimcha Mo'oid Mo'oid. This causes the greatest joy to Hashem. It's like returning to a king had a prince, a son, where the son did such bad things that the king was forced to exile him, and now one of the king's best friends brings about a situation whereby the prince is able to be brought back into the kingdom. And as a result of the prince being distanced from his father, he became even worse than he was in the palace. Because he lost faith in himself. He lost, he gave up hope. And he got into this false impression that the king threw him out permanently, that the king doesn't want him back. He lost hope that he would ever come back to the king. As the pasuk says, "Lo yamin shuv mini choysher," that there are Jews who fall to a level where they don't believe they're ever going to come back from the darkness that they're in. Ube'emes yesh lahamelech tsar godol b'choleis. Whereas the truth is that the king doesn't forget his own son. What are you, nuts? The king is suffering all the time. He remembers his son who has become distanced from him always. And when an individual comes along who has pity on the king and who has pity on the prince, and he goes into that filthy place where the prince is now, and the bars and the gutters and everything, and he hints to the prince, and he plays with the prince, he deals with the prince with super wisdom, pele vahafle, unbelievable wisdom, to the point where he's able to inject into the prince thoughts of tshuva, thoughts of repentance, and he brings him back to the king. Try to imagine the kind of joy that this person brings to the king. Infinite. This is the main joy, greatness, pleasure, wonderfulness of Hashem. Kishemachzirim Elov Horechokim Imenu. Not when people break windows and they yell Shabbos. Those are good things. There are things that are accomplished from that. But the biggest nachas and joy that Hashem gets above everything else is when we're zecher to take people that are far from Kedusha and bring them close. Kama shekosu bezoyar, as is written in the Zohar HaKadosh, kad osi Yisroi, va'oma ato yodati, when Yisroi, the Pope, came along and said, I acknowledge, I admit, that there is a Hashem who split the Red Sea and everything. Kedain istalik v'syaka shmo d'kutche b'richu eilu v'sato. Hashem's glory and honor was elevated above and below. It brought about the greatest Kiddush Hashem possible. V'zeu b'chinas ha-simcha g'deilu shel hilulu d'Rav Shimon Yochai. This is the great simcha of the yortzeit of Rav Shimon Yochai Zal. B'yoyim histalkusei ha-kodesh b'lag bo'imer. This is what takes place on Lag Bo'imer. She'oz oilin v'nistaknin v'chozrim b'tshuva kama rechoikin. Every year on Lag Bo'imer, there are many, many people that are far from Kiddush and everything that get brought back, that get pulled into Miron, or that get pulled into Eilat. Wherever they are, they get pulled out of their mud, and they get pulled into the Kiddusha, whether we see it or we don't see it. She'zeu b'chinas hishtatchus al kivrei atzadikim amitiyim. This is the great mitzvah of what it means to come to the grave of a tzaddik and to be mespalvia. This is what brings unbelievable joy to Hashem. When a yid is zeche to participate in this avodah, this elevation of the tzaddik, this bringing back of all these people, the tshuva, etc., etc. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas ma she'soifrim hayomim mi'Pesach ad Shavuos, shehu mitzvas sfira hakdosha v'hanayiro moed." Now, based on what we've discussed so far, Rav Nosson Zal is going to go back now and explain the topic of counting of the Omer, which is a preparation for, which goes from Pesach till Shavuos, which is mitzvah kedosha v'hanayiro moed, a holy, awesome mitzvah. It's interesting, I'm saying this needs to be noted, because unfortunately many, many shuls that you'll go to, the mitzvah of Sfira Soimer does not appear whatsoever to be holy and awesome. It's done, they say the bracha on Sfira Soimer with not an iota more feeling or issue than you would make the bracha Shehakol Nieh B'dvorei. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Sfira Soimer Hayoyim Esrim Yom, period, that's it. Rav Nosson Zal and Likutei Halachos, and especially the Sifrei Chassidus, write tons and tons about the mitzvah of counting of the Omer. There's hundreds of explanations as to how significant this is in a Jew's coming close to Hashem, and should be treated that way. Ashrei to that person that davens in a shul where Sfira Slamer is done, where the person gets the feeling that it's mitzvah kedosha v'noiro moed, a holy, awesome mitzvah. Ki isa b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into a discussion which comes up several times in Likutei Halachos, talking about the topic of time and above the concept of time, how the physical world is measured by the concept of time. And when we talk about Kiddusha, or we talk about Hashem, we understand that Hashem is clearly above the concept of time. Hashem created time, and Hashem is not bound by time in any way. Hashem existed before time existed. Time and space were things that Hashem created at a certain point in the journey. About the Pasuk in Tehillim, where it says about Moshiach and Dovra Melech, I have given birth to you today. She'ikar hazman hu michisorin hadas. The main concept of a person feeling that time is passing by is based on a lack of das. Because the more a person reaches higher levels of sechel, the more the time appears to be less and less, shorter and shorter. The time appears to be moving more and more quickly. For a younger person or a less intelligent person, it seems as if the time is dragging by. Children, we mentioned this many times, for a kid, you tell a kid, I'll give you this in a half hour, is the half hour finished? After 30 seconds, is the half hour finished yet? And then he comes back a minute later, oh, by now for sure the half hour is over. But to a degree, you tell him it means waiting a little. To them it appears little time, appears to be long time. Exactly. Whereas as a person gets older, ad sheyesh das godel kolkach, to the point where there exists a certain level of das, Shehu hadas shel Moshiach sheyovoy b'mher yamenu, which is referred to as the das of Moshiach, which we hope is going to be coming soon. Sheshom nizbatel hazman legamri, where when a person reaches that das, there is no concept of time. Ki yizke lahasig bechinas lamala miyazman, because then the person achieves an understanding of what's above the concept of time. Which is something which we today are incapable of understanding at all, because of the limitations of our intelligence today. Because the less das that a person has, the more the time appears to be longer. It appears to them as if things, time is going by more slowly, and he has much more time, that kind of thing. V'alkein b'shas sheino, therefore, at the time when a person is sleeping, she'oz hasdas nistalek, where the person's neshama leaves him for the most part, which means his das leaves him for the most part, oz migdal hazman etzloy moy, then time seems to be going by very slowly, at shenit meloy b'chaloy moy, shereva sho hu shivim shona, where sometimes a person could fall asleep for 15 minutes and have a dream where during that dream it appeared to him as if he lived 70 years. Because during a dream there are times that it feels to the person like he's going through 70 years when in fact it's mamish 15 minutes from when he fell asleep to when he woke up. Nimtza, therefore we see, because of the fact that his das left him when he was sleeping, nigdal hazman etzloy, the time appeared to be moving more slowly, ad shereva shoa nechshav etzloy shiv mishona, to the point where 15 minutes felt like 70 years. And then when the person wakes up and returns to his senses, Oz who maven she calls as man shavala b'chaloymoi shnimalei shushivim shana b'masenekim reva shomuvad. Then he realizes that what appeared to him to be like 70 years was in actuality only 15 minutes. Was a tiny little drop of time. Rak shivim shana shelonu heimetzleinu lefi daitenu shivim shana mamish. Whereas 70 years is 70 years, is really 70 years. It's not what felt like 70 years. That was only 15 minutes. 70 years means thousands of naps, which could feel like, millions of years. That's what we realize. And Rabbi Nosson Zal says, just as you could understand this example, that it's possible within our knowledge, within our framework of Das, that there's a difference between a dream and being awake, that in dreamland it felt like 70 years, whereas coming back to a higher level das, you're able to see that it's only 15 minutes. So too, kemoikein, mi sheyesh loy oyd das godol beyoser, those tzaddikim who have higher level of das than we do, at shehadas shelonu nechshav kenegdoy kemoishena, where our level of intelligence that we have when we're awake relative to them is like sleep. That's like the level of das they have when they're sleeping. Etzloi gam hashivim shono shelonu heim rak reva shor. To that tzaddik, what's considered 70 years of real living to us, to him that's 15 minutes within his sphere of das. V'chein lamala mala. And then you have higher level tzaddikim and higher level tzaddikim. We've given the examples physically. We know that there are certain people where it takes this person a week to make a certain item, to build a model airplane, a child. Then you get another person who's perfect, who's a super professional on it. They can do what takes him a week, he can do it in 10 minutes, that kind of thing. So his 10 minutes is like 1 week in the life of that child because of how much a higher level das he's on. Lahavdol by tzaddikim, the amount of learning for us, for certain people to learn a page of Gemara, takes them a week. And for certain tzaddikim, it could take them 4 minutes, 3 minutes, 2 minutes to do a page of Gemara. They can do 10 pages an hour because they've learned it so many times and understand it so well. Ad sheyesh das godol kol kach, to the point where there exists a concept of so high a level of das, shehu lemala mehazman mamish, where it leaves the sphere of time completely. It's outside the ballpark of time. Sheshom hazman kulay shel hoylam enoy klum. Where when a person reaches that level das, the entire time of the world, 5,700 years, let's say, to him is like a second. Rak she'iyav shalonu lahasig zois b'shum oifim. However, we today are not in any position to be able to understand this. Machmas katnus daitenu, because of our limited knowledge. And this is why we can't really understand what this means, lemala me'azman, above the concept of time. But we know there is such a thing. We know we say about Hashem that ki elef shonem bi'enecho ki yoyim esma. 1,000 years to us, to Hashem it's like one day, right? When Hashem said to Adam Rishon that on the day that you eat from the Eitz Hadas you're going to die, we know that the way it's translated is that means he's going to die within 1,000 years. Because 1,000 years of hours to Hashem is like one day. Ayin Shom Kol Zeh Heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, look in chapter 61 in Likutei Moran Tanina, where all of this is discussed in great detail. Nimtza. Therefore, we conclude based on that chapter in Likutei Moran, Sheikar Hisavu Sazman Hu Mebchinas Miut Hadas, that the main concept of a person feeling the time going by, you know, and being bound by time, is based on lack of das, Bebchinas Shena, the concept of sleep relative to full intellect. Val Kainan, therefore, Bimei Hasfira, during these 49 days of the Yomer, She'oz hu bechinas sheino, where we explained earlier, that's when a Jew goes into a state of sleep to prepare for Matan Torah, when he's going to be awakened with the sounds of the shofar and everything. She'oz onam esalken datenu bekavona, where during the days of the counting of the Omer, we intentionally put aside our intellect. We go to sleep, you know, of our own volition in a sense. We lower ourselves into the state of sleep. We place our brains into the sphere called Emuna, into the level called Emuna, in order to rejuvenate our brains and to be ready for that blast of light that's going to come on Shavuos. Remember, Rav Nosson Zal explained earlier that on the night of the Seder, the Yidden was shown a tremendous bright light. Then the following morning, that light is taken away completely, and we go into a cocoon state for 49 days, a state of sleep in a sense, a bechin of din. And Rav Nosson Zal had shown earlier, he proved from several different proofs how the Yemei Sefiras is bechinas shena. For the sake of refreshing one's brain, al kein bimei hasfira oz hu ikar hisavus hazman. If that's the case, then you need to realize that the 49 days of sfira are days in which the presence of time is felt most. Because we said when you're sleeping, time appears to be much larger than it really is. Ki ikar hisavus hazman hu bechinas shena. Because the main existence of time and feeling the existence of time is in a state of sleep. Shehu b'chinas sfira kanal. V'al kein onu soifrim hayomim. This is why the mitzvah during these days is counting the days. When you're counting something, you really feel the time going by. When a person has a countdown for something, that's when they really each day feels, you know, like a world. Ki ikar b'chinas sfira hu minyan. Because the main concept of counting means that you're feeling, you're aware of the time going by. Because when you acknowledge the existence of time, within time, it's conceivable to be counting a day, a week, a month. Whereas, if one goes out of the sphere of time to above time, shehu bechinas elukus, which means he goes out of gashmius, he goes up into Hashem's place, shom ein shayach sfiro uminyan klal. There's no concept of counting or time. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, lifnei echod ma ato sofer, before one, what do you count? What number exists before one? No, let's say the day one of creation, when Hashem created the world, it says Vayera Vayker Yom Echod. And what was before that? The answer is before that was above the concept of timing. Above that was only Hashem, who is above the concept of time. V'al kein bimei hasfira shos hu b'chinas shena shu ikar esavas hazman oz soifrim kol yoyim vayoyim. This is why the avodah during the Yemei Hasfira is counting each day. And by doing that, we activate the concept of time with holiness. We're using the time, we're doing a mitzvah with the time. To count. We're doing a mitzvah with time.
Zman daiko.
ומזה נמשכים כל הספירויס והמניונים שבאילם. And it's from these 40, it's through our mitzvah of counting the 49 days of the Omer, that's where the whole concept of numbers and boundaries that exist in this world, that's where it all originates from. That's the foundation of it. V'al kein ha-toyra bi'atzma hi soferes umayne kol yoyim v'yoyim shal sheshes me'vareshes. And it's for this reason that we find that the Torah itself counts every one of the 6 days of creation. Vayera vayvayker yom echad v'chem bayim sheni ki ikar habriya hu bizman daiko. Because the main concept of Hashem creating a physical world took place within time, within the sphere of time. V'shom ikar hasphira v'aminyan. And it's within time that you have a concept of counting. It's possible to count it. Ki ein kiyum lizman shehu kolius kol abriya shehu bizman abamidois kiyum al yidei ha'ah. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to make a very important point quoting the Zohar Kodesh. Listen to these words. Ki ein kiyum lizman, there can be no existence to the concept of time shehu kolius kol habriya, which symbolizes the totality of creation, because creation took place within time. Rav Nosson is saying that stuff can't exist. The creation and time cannot exist. The creation which took place within time and midos, within boundaries, kiyum al yedei hasfira bedibur, without actually verbalizing the counting of time. Unless we say, today is 1 day of creation, today is the 2nd day of creation, today is 39 days to the Omer, unless we say that, time and midos cannot exist. As the Pasuk says, Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu. It's through the spoken word of Hashem that heaven was created. The whole concept of creation and the maintenance of creation is dependent on Dibur. And Rav Nosson Zal says here, since creation is within time, creation is synonymous with the concept of time, both of them started together, so the existence of time and maintenance of time is dependent on it actually being verbalized. Shehu klolius abriya, shebechin hazman shekol abriya, ukemavur bezoyer kodesh, as is explained in the Zohar Kodesh, in Parshas Bamidbar in the beginning, the Zohar Kodesh says the following statement, To chazi, come and observe, kol mila deboi lis yashva beduchtei, any item which needs to be established in place, set up, loy mis yashva ad de itkar bepuma, does not become established until it is mentioned verbally, until it is stated through the mouth, v'ismanialo, and counted, v'chulu, etc., etc. The Zohar Kodesh discusses this. Ubegim kach, and the Zohar Kodesh says, therefore, kach chayolehoin olin b'chushbena. So too, soldiers in the army, the first avoid of the day in the army is, line up, we're going to take a count. Why? Because an army is something that's establishing authority. That establishes the government. The memshola in the town is established, and it cannot be done without it being counted. The Zohar Kodesh says, Ki hazman shehu klolius habriya shenimshach mebchinas lemali mehazman I efshar lahamshichoi ulekaimoi boilam kiyum al yedei hadibur shel hasfira. Because time, which is a word which summarizes the whole creation. If you look in the beginning of Bereshis, the whole creation can be summarized by 6 days, what took place within 6 days, right? It's measured, creation is measured by time. The Zohar Kodesh says that whole thing does not, you can't draw time. And where does it originate from? It originates from Hashem, who is above Zman. So the Zohar Kodesh explains to us that it's impossible to draw Zman from Hashem, who is Lamala Me'azman, without verbalizing it and counting it. She'oz es yashev beduchte kanal. Then it becomes established. Time only becomes established when it's verbalized and counted. Kanal b'zoyer anal, as is explained in the Zohar Kodesh. So why does? Ube'emes, Rav Nosson Zal says, the truth is, Yef shalonu lahasik zois b'seichel klal. This is not something that we could rationalize and understand completely. Eich nimshach hazman, me'ashem yisborach shulam alam hazman. That how could time come from Hashem, who is above time? How does Hashem, who is not bound by time in any way, how does He create time? Ki chidish ha'olam yefshar lahasik b'seichel klal kiim b'emuna levad kiyadua. Because the concept of Hashem creating the world, something from nothing, is a concept which we, the human mind, is not capable of understanding and rationalizing whatsoever. It's only something we can believe in. The concept of something from nothing, the concept of time coming from lamala miyazman. Ukemavur the divra benazal come upon him, as is explained several places in Likud Imran, that don't you dare try to rationalize this or understand it, because it's not within the framework of what we're able to understand until Mashiach comes. V'yal came therefore, mi Pesach at Shavuos, Shekol iskenu lekabel esatera b'shavuos, shehu b'chinas seichel chodosh u'neshama chadosha. Therefore, from Pesach until Shavuos, where our entire job is to prepare ourselves to receive the Torah, which is done by refreshing our seichel and receiving new seichel, new neshama, shezoich na'idei ha'shena dikdusha, which we said the only way to get that is by going to sleep in a holy way, shena dikdusha, alidei sfira soimer kanal, which we said is what's represented by the mitzvah, the counting of the yomer, because when you're sleeping, that's when you're, you know, when the everything feels much longer than it is. Alkein onu soifrim umoinim ayomim. That's why we have this mitzvah of counting the days, kedei lahamshich hazman bikdusha, so that each and every one of us is drawing time in a, drawing a kedusha into the time, and drawing time with kedusha, bebchinas emuna, using faith, lekasher kol yoim v'yoim elho emuna kedusha, whereby the person is binding each and every one of his days to the emuna, leida beemuna shlema shekol yoim v'yoim mehazman nimshach mehashem izbora shulamale mehazman. To know that each and every single day within the framework of time comes from Hashem, who is above the concept of time. This is something that we can't understand. It's something that we have to believe in. We have faith in it. Because during these days of the Sfira, we put aside our das. Remember, we said that the korban that we bring to kick off the Sfira is a korban of barley, which is animal food, showing that we're putting aside our human intellect. We're lowering ourselves to the level of behema, which is like going to sleep in a sense. U'machnisim daiteinu l'toyach emunah levad. We're placing our brains in emuna mode. V'alkein soifrin hayomim lo'oimer. And this is why, not only do we count the days, but we say hayoim yoim sheni lo'oimer. This is the second day from when we brought the Omer. This is the 20th day from when we brought the Omer. Ki Omer Soirim, Shu Bechina Shena Kanal, because the Omer, which was brought from barley, which is synonymous with sleep, Hu Bechinas Emuna Kanal, represents simple faith in Hashem, non-intellectualist. Val Kain, Hoyomeinif Es Soimer, Shu Bechinas Emuna Sardusi Isbora. And this is why, what did they do with the Omer? They lifted it up, down, out, in. That's what they did with it. Kamo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, Ma'ale u'moirid, he lifts it up and lowers it, L'mi she'shamayim voretz shaloi, to symbolize that he acknowledges Hashem, to whom heaven and earth belong to him. Moilech u'mevi, he takes the carbon and pushes it out and in, L'mi she'dalid ruchay soilem shaloi, acknowledging Hashem, to whom all four directions of the world belong to Him. Shezeh b'chinas kavonas de'echod. Note, what the Torah tells us to do with the Omer
is the exact thing that a Jew does when he acknowledges his faith in Hashem, and he says the Shema. And the Shulchan Aruch says he's supposed to lift his, when he says Echod, when he says the Aleph, he lifts his head up and down to show he acknowledges Hashem is one over heaven and earth. And then he turns himself around, showing that he acknowledges that Hashem is in charge of all four directions. And that's exactly what they did with the Omer. Why? Because the Omer is Emuna. That's what that Mincha Slema represents, that we're going to sleep. And what does a person do before going to sleep? Kriya Shema Lamita. They say the Shema. So too, this 49-day sleep that we go into before Shavuos, we kick it off with the bringing of the Omer, which corresponds to the Kriya Shema Lamita. That's what it is. We do the same things with the Omer as you do when you say the Shema. K'may Shem Razal, as the Gemara says in Brachos, Shetzorich Laha'arich Bedaled Echod, that when a person says Echod, they're supposed to lengthen the Dalet a drop, Kidei Lahamlichoy Lamado Lamato Bedaled Ruchos, to give himself enough time that while he's saying that Dalet, when he said the Aleph, he had in mind that Hashem is king above and below. When he says the Dalet, he has in mind that Hashem rules over all four directions. Mizrach, Ma'ariv, Dorim, Tzofen. Nimtza. So look how Rav Nosson Zal now painted a perfect picture for us. Shehanofas Oimer, Hubechinas, Emunas Achdus Yisboro, Shulamal Mezman. The act of lifting up the Omer in the different directions corresponds to this realization of showing our faith in Hashem, that Hashem is above the concept of time. Ki Hashem Yisboro, Hulamal Mezman, Ki Yodua. V'al Keinonu Soifrem Ayomim Loimer. This is why we count the days to the Omer. We attach it to the Omer. Shonu mekashrim kol hayomim vazman shubichina sviro minin kanal, by us saying hayoim esrim ushnayim yoim, that's acknowledging time. We're taking that and attaching it loomer, which symbolizes Hashem, who is above time. We're taking the number and attaching it to that which is above the number. We're attaching it all to our faith. The faith is represented by barley. Barley represents lack of intellect, but rather simple faith. To show that we believe that we believe that time comes from Hashem, who is above time. Shezehu Iker Kedushas Hazmanim. That's what makes it possible for there to be holiness within time. For there to be Shabbos, which is a holy time. Yom Kippur, which is a holy time. Kemavua b'mokamachras is brought in another place. Ki yevsher lahasig zois besechel klal, because it's impossible for us to understand this with our sechel. Kiim b'emuna levad. The only way we can have any access to this is through Emuna. And Emuna is represented by the Omer. The Omer, being brought from barley, animal food, represents a person lowering himself to be like an animal. He's putting his das aside, and he's acting like a simple animal with blind faith, in a sense, that concept. That's what the Omer represents. And the counting to the Omer shows that we're taking all of time. 49, the number 7, represents this world. When Hashem created the world, He created it in 7 days. 7 times 7, which is what Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain right now, represents the shlemus of time. We're taking all of that and showing that we're attaching it to faith. We're attaching it to Emuna, which is symbolized by Omer, and thereby elevating it to Hashem. This is something deep. To summarize what we just said, Rav Nosson Zal is explaining that Hashem is lamala me'azman. Hashem is not bound by time at all. The creation, the world that we exist in, is within the framework of time and was created in time and with time. As we see clearly in the beginning of the Torah, that the Torah makes a point of saying, first it lists what was created, and then it tells us the time frame within which it was created. That this was Vayera Vayvoker. So that Rav Nosson Zal explains that we need to realize that the whole of creation is working hand in hand with Zman. Zman is synonymous with Briyas Olam, and before Briyas Olam is before Zman. It's Lamalam Yasman. Now the question is, what's the bridge between these two?
How do you bridge before time and time? Rav Nosson Sal quotes the Zohar Kodesh, which says that it can only be bridged through speech and counting. Dibur and Minyan is what's Mekasher Lamala Me'azman and Zman. And Rav Nosson Sal says this is why the Torah had to say, Hashem had to say, Vayer Vayvoyker, he had to say it and count, because that's the bridge between Hashem and time. Hashem is outside time, that's the bridge. And therefore, Rav Nosson Sal says that if a Jew wants to go from lack of das to das, Shavuos Matan Torah represents the high level of das. Das is lemala me'azman. The days of the counting of the Omer represent lack of das, sleep, animal food, soirim. If you want to be able to travel from lack of das to the highest das, from zman to lemala me'azman, it requires speech and it requires counting. We're duplicating exactly what Hashem did when He created the world. That item is being recreated every single year. It takes place between Pesach and Shavuos. That we're going to a new creation of a new revelation of Das, a new concept of taking the world and attaching it to Hashem, bringing it to Hashem and making the bridge between the world and Hashem. And that's accomplished by our verbalizing a count, a counting. The question was just raised here that I can accept the fact that Hashem's speech creates, but how in the world can we compare our speech? We know that there are certain things that we learn we're supposed to emulate Hashem. The Gemara says, just like Hashem puts on tefillin, we put on tefillin. Just like Hashem visits the sick, we visit the sick. But do we have the right to compare in any way whatsoever our speech to Hashem's speech? The answer is most definitely yes. The Zohar Kodesh proves it from a pasuk. There's a pasuk where Hashem says, "V'leimor letzion ami ata." I say to the Jewish people, you are my people, my nation. The word Ami is spelled Ayin Mem Yud. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, true, you can read that word Ami, or in Hebrew, you can also read it Imi. There's no vowels in the Sefer Torah, there's no vowels. If I put a chirik under the Ayin, it becomes Imi, which means not my people, but with me. Hashem says, I say to the Jewish people, you are with me. The Zohar HaKadosh says, in what way are we with Hashem, meaning your partner, we're buddies, we're partners. The Zohar HaKadosh says, in what are we partners? Hashem says, just as I create heaven and earth with my speech, so too I give the Jews the ability to create heaven and earth with their speech. This is a direct quote from the Zohar HaKadosh. That's how powerful a Yid's Dibur is. When a Yid stands in his own little shul in Yerushalayim, in Tzfas, Lahavdil in New York, and he's standing in his little corner saying, Boruch Ato Hashem Alekenu Hayoyim Yom Echad, you have people who don't know it's about, they look at him and say, what kind of moron? Why doesn't he get up and do something? These parasites, why don't these guys, they're busy talking to the walls and talking to themselves, why don't they get out and do something? Anybody that says that is walking around with blinders. They haven't read the Zohar Kodesh, which says that you can have a Kablan who's working for a month or a year to put up a building, and he's doing less construction than the Yidala who's in Shul, saying Sfira Soimer the right way, saying Tehillim the right way. Every word is not putting a brick in, every word is creating worlds. It's building Shchunot. Every world is, you know, this is what the Torah says. We're talking about Diburim of Kedusha. And this is something that's going to be, you're going to find this Baruch throughout Likutei Halachos, and he'll prove it from 100 different sources. This is irrefutable. That the Koyach HaDibur of a Yid is unbelievable. Hashem makes us partners with him through our speech.